Behold, the witching hour is nigh. Area 54, rising.
Area 54.
We'll be right back. Yeah. Mike, Area 54, and Farid off of his. Did you get this off the vinyl? I'm almost falling out of my chair here, Tim.
I did get this off the vinyl. How'd you know that?
Because it only was a vinyl release, right?
It's only a vinyl release.
Yeah,
right.
But I didn't see you bring the vinyl in. How'd you do that?
That's the magic of modern conveniences.
Modern technology.
I'm not going to name names, but it was modern conveniences that brought that forth.
It's a it's a four-song EP vinyl called Crowd Control. It's still available if you can find it. We played Far Away off that EP. And Tim's favorite band from the 90s, World Party. Bang, we played Hollywood. Come on, it was.
Yeah, really? You think? I don't know. I don't think I knew about them in the 90s. Oh. I dusted off some music.
How did you not
here.
Know about World Party in the 90s?
I guess I did. I just don't remember the 90s. So.
Really?
They never existed.
Yeah, really? It was all a blur for
it was
you.
It all a blur, man. You know, I dusted off a bunch of CDs on here. Well, go ahead. Back announce here.
All right. We'll talk about the dusting that Tim did. More Chiba with World Looking In off of Fragments of Freedom. Aeroplane off their album We Can't Fly. We played the album version of Caramellus. And Thieves Like Us with Drugs in My Body off their... it was a debut release, right? Play Music?
Music, yeah. So I had some... I'd lost some music, some CDs, and found them. And that's kind of a result of playing World Party. Fareed. More Chiba, which, you know, this song, World Looking In, is their opening song that they came out with. Great song. Great live song.
What are you talking about? They came up with the C.
Oh, they came out with the C, excuse me. They played World Looking In, though. Sorry, that's right.
Yeah, like the 90s was a blur for you.
I guess maybe last week was a blur. great intro to this song. I love the guitar intro, live version of this song that they did. It was great. And did a really, really nice job of the song. Noticed, of course, we both noticed that, one of the brothers didn't show up for the show.
He doesn't. I don't know. I didn't hear anything about it. Like, maybe he doesn't tour, or maybe he was hungover. And
so,
he was in the,
as a result,
in
they
the
really
trailer.
Didn't. They really didn't utilize a DJ on stage. And you know what? Didn't need to. Great musicianship. Great guitar work. Great vocals. Just a good job on this concert by More Chiba. And we had a lot of fans that we saw there at the show. Thanks for coming and saying hi to us at the show. A lot of people emailed us too. It's nice to turn some people on to going back to see the old. It was the old crowd for sure. More Chiba's been around for a long time. It wasn't the young crowd. It was the old.
It was
crowd
an older crowd than I expected. Yeah,
it's
but
great.
It,
well, they're all.
But, you know,
age.
It was a lot. They played a lot of mellow songs too. And then realizing, you know, More Chiba is pretty mellow. But
yeah.
the funniest thing was the first time we saw More Chiba, I think it was 98. And obviously the DJ, whatever, one of the brothers, he actually, you know, he had the Technics turntables and he was actually throwing vinyl around and getting pissy on stage. But he was really involved in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Where this DJ they had now, he had CDJs
good.
And a laptop. And he looked, I mean, he did less at that show than we do playing this radio show in the studio. And, you know, seriously, we don't do a lot. You know, we just sit here.
That's saying a lot, Mike. I think.
Come on, Tim. If it was a lot of work, you wouldn't be doing it.
That's true. I wouldn't be. You know.
No, that's saying a lot. I mean, he was
there
not,
just looking good.
He was just looking like drinking water, go back. I mean, I think there was one or two songs he was actually like scratching, but
they had him
you know, he was on
down.
CDJs.
Yeah, he was turned way down. It wasn't. They weren't featuring him.
But it is. The technology has changed so much. We're talking about. It's been 13 years. Mm-hmm. Since we saw them the first time.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely
a different band too. You know, I felt like they were more, besides just, you know, being a bunch of kids up on stage, they were like, this is business for them. They were much more appreciative of the crowd. There was much more interaction. They were much more comfortable. Mm-hmm. But I think they were really, really grateful that for all the people who showed up and have been supporting them over the last, you know, 12, 13 years.
Yeah, they spanned. I think that they chose a pretty good span of music, too. Some new stuff, some great songs. And they really enhanced.
They only played like two songs off the new album.
Well, they played, I mean, one song that they played, you know, I'm not big for on sing-alongs, but, you know, Beat of the Drums was a great live song that they did.
I heard you singing loud and clear that song.
I was. Great version of that song live. Definitely like the live version better than the album version. The album version's kind of mellow. We didn't really kind of passed it up. Hey, Prisca's tuning in to Area 54. We got some more great music coming up for you. We're going to start it off with a band called Anorak. The song's called Above Your Head.